Emery wheel, looks like that.
What about something small you could hold in your hand? Just sharpen a pocket.
Flint or something? What is...
Yeah.
I don't...
Do you ever hear wet rock or whetstone?
Whetstone,
yeah.
Aren't those the things like if you have real rough skin or something, they have those for your feet or something, like when you go without any shoes at all? And there's some stone I know they have that you can rub on your heels to soften up your, take the dead skin off
or something.
Mm-hmm. Whetstone is a term that you do here in this area.
Uh-huh.
She may not have heard it.
What about something that children would play on? They could take a board and go up and...
A seesaw.
And if you saw some children playing on that, you'd say they were doing
seesaw.
Okay. Any other name for seesaw?
Teeter totter.
Uh-huh. Is that the same thing?
Yes.
Where'd you hear that?
Oh, I used to call that when I was a kid, you know. Uh-huh. And that's what the children would say sometimes.
What about something they'd take a board and fix it on a stump or something and spin around? Like a merry-go-round, only a whole bag thing.
I never seen anything like that.
Do you ever hear of a riding horse or a flying jenny?
No.
And you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it and make a...
Swing?
Okay. And do you ever hear of them taking a board and fixing it down at both ends and children would jump in the middle? Sort of like a trampoline.
Mm-mm.
Do you ever hear a joggling board or bouncing board?
No.
And something that people used to carry coal in. Never
heard of anything.
She's never seen coal.
No. You've never seen coal?
Uh-uh. Something that's rarely used.
The thing that runs, you ever seen those old-fashioned stoves your grandfather had?
Yeah, he had potbelly stove-like, is that what?
Uh-huh.
Cast iron, you know.
The thing that runs from the stove to the chimney is the...
Stack.
Okay. And if you wanted to move bricks or something heavy like that, something you could use for moving them. It has a little wheel in it.
Wheelbarrow?
Huh?
Wheelbarrow?
Uh-huh. Any other names for that? Do you ever hear it called a Georgia buggy?
Uh-huh.
Is
just always
the
called
same thing to you?
Yeah.
We just always called it a wheelbarrow. Grandfather's had all different size ones, you know, since I was real little. It's...
You got a brand new one, we always called it a Georgia Cadillac.
And the thing that people drive nowadays, they
car or automobile.
Okay. And if something was squeaking to lubricate it, you'd say you had to...
Well, you'd say lubricate your car or oil your grease it. Or...
Okay. You say yesterday he what his car?
Greased.
Okay. And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
Greasy.
You never say greasy? You don't? How does that sound to you?
Well, I hear people say that. I usually say greasy.
Greasy. Huh?
I always say greasy.
And something that people used to burn in lamps.
Kerosene?
Uh-huh. Any other name for that?
Oh. Well, I never... Oil.
Do you ever hear call that?
Those lanterns that we had for hurricanes, that was called a kerosene lantern, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it's the same.
We always used cool oil in it.
The older people.
Now, I've heard that from when I was little, but I never used that myself. I would say kerosene.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear people making a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
No.
Did you ever hear of a bottle lamp or a flambeau? And someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water for the first time. They'd say they were going to...
Launch?
Okay. What different kinds of boats are there around here?
Sailboats, motorboats, yachts.